What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. Now, Israel has announced they're ready to share intelligence on Iran with Saudi Arabia. And this came out when the Israeli military chief was being interviewed on Saudi media. And it definitely indicates the two countries are pulling together into a coalition to bring a regional war to the Mideast, focusing on Iran. There's only one small problem. Much of Israeli intelligence turns out to be just so much made-up nonsense. Remember, Israel was out there insisting that Saddam had all these horrible weapons of mass destruction. Israel claimed that Iraq was building nuclear bombs underneath the power station at Osirak, and that was their justification to destroy the power station. And then later on, international experts, inspectors, took a look at the ruins of the power station, and all that was there was a power station. So if anybody from Saudi Arabia is listening to this show, you be very careful about what Israel is telling you, because it's always going to work to Israel's interest, not your own. And in one of the most alarming developments here, this is coming out of Information Clearinghouse and a couple of other sources. Apparently, Saudi Arabia, in order to establish relations with Israel, is willing to give up on the Palestinian issue so that they can join with Israel in a war against Iran. Now, that has been a major issue in the Middle East for decades. The fact that Israel was stealing Palestinian land, they wouldn't recognize Palestine's right to exist, and now Saudi Arabia, in their desire to have a war against Iran, is going to make nice with Israel and sacrifice the Palestinians in the process. Now, over in Riyadh, they're making this statement now, enough is enough, and they're calling on Hezbollah to disarm amid aggressive Iranian actions. And Saudi Foreign Minister Adel Ajubir said that Hezbollah has to disarm and become a normal, regular political party before the situation in Lebanon will stabilize. And basically said that Riyadh's policy is a reaction to Iran's aggression. So they're just making up all this stuff about this person's aggressing, we have to make war on them. Yes, Iran came to the aid of Syria. They were asked for their assistance. But Iran has not initiated a war of conquest against another country in 200 years. It's not their nature. And I'm sure that Hezbollah is going to realize that surrendering their weapons opens the door to an attack. Because too many countries fell for that thing. Libya, oh, if you give up your nuclear weapons program, we promise we will leave you alone. Then they invaded Libya. Same thing with Iraq. If you give up your chemical weapons, we promise we'll leave you alone. Then they invaded Iraq. Same thing with Syria. Give up your chemical weapons and we promise we'll leave you alone. Then they invaded Syria. Not going very well, but you get the drift. There's a pattern here. And I'm sure Hezbollah sees it just as North Korea sees it. If you give up your weapons, you will be invaded. Now, Saudi Arabia, the motives for the purge seem to be becoming a little bit more clear. There was this purge of rivals to the crown prince and his agenda. And they're being treated very nicely. They're in a hotel with luxury comforts. They're not really in jail. But apparently, the Saudi government is now offering the arrested royals a deal. We'll let you go if you give us a huge amount of your money. 70% of their net worth. So it's all about the cash, shaking down the princes for the cash, consolidating the wealth, because Saudi's government is in serious trouble, and now it looks like they're going to try and fight a war. By the way, apparently the Saudi king has decided he will step down next week. Remember, a couple of weeks ago, they announced that he was going to abdicate the throne allow the crown prince to become king. Then a few days later, they said, no, he wants to stay on. Now it's back to he will step down next week. Let's take a phone call here. Peter in Los Angeles, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. Just wanted to comment on the Saudi Arabia-Israel thing about Israel, again, for the second time in 100 years. This is a sort of a replay of the Balfour Declaration, where they're willing to take to deliver the United States into war, and that's part of the calculation here, in order to gain acceptance from other people for, you know, their illegal occupation of another land, just like they did against the Turks and blah, blah, blah. But here we go. The calculation here is that if Israel's involved, that means the United States will be involved, because you know what? Saudi Arabia wouldn't last 5 minutes against Iran. But Israel can deliver the United States just like the Jews could deliver the United States in World War One. Exactly the same thing as the Balfour Declaration. And that's what's going on here. So,
okay.
Again, another war, just like the Iraqi War, just like the Persian Gulf War, another war delivered to our doorstep by the Zionists.
Absolutely. And like I said, if the U.S. and Russia get into a mutually destructive war and nuke each other, Israel would be absolutely ecstatic, because with the two superpowers gone, Israel, with their nuclear weapons, would control that Middle East. And through the Middle East oil, would economically control pretty much the rest of the world. So that's where we are.
That is where we are.
Anything else?
Their fifth column in the United States can deliver it, too. Just like they delivered us into World War One. So,
well,
there we go.
It does look like we're headed that way. All right, thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And let me just get this one up here real quick before the next attack on my server. And we'll talk about this one a little bit later in the show, but it's horrible, horrible story here. Now then, interesting little story coming out of alwaqt.com, where the West is eyeing a nuclear deal-style missile pact with Iran. In other words, they've given up on the idea of a renegotiation of the P5+1. They're just going to leave it in place, but now they're going to pressure Iran for a whole new deal so that it will give up its long-range ballistic missiles. And I don't think Iran is going to go for that. Again, because of the examples we saw in Libya, Iraq, and Syria. Surrendering your weapons is an engraved invitation to be invaded. Now, Iran went along with the P5+1 deal because they weren't really building nuclear weapons. But they are building defensive missiles. They want a deterrent to deter invasion. So I don't think that's going to work either. Now, for ordinary consumers like you and I, you need to understand that this is going to cost us all, not just in terms of our tax money and the lives of our children, in our wallets, in our daily lives. And there's a story out of Russia today that says experts are predicting if war breaks out between Iran and Saudi Arabia, it could send oil to $300 per barrel. That's a 500% increase. And it will impoverish the world. And anything that is connected with oil and gas will go up in price. The cost of delivering goods will. Might actually spur local manufacturing. Get away from this, you know, giant Amazon, and we'll just ship everything everywhere. The shipping costs are going to go through the roof. Cost of gas will go through the roof. Anything produced using petroleum-powered machinery like food or manufactured goods, it's all going to increase in price because of this need to get Iran here. I have a message from our control room. Dustin in New Jersey, would you call back in, because apparently somebody wants to connect with you. There's a message waiting for you. Thank you very much here. Over in Somalia, yes, we're back in Somalia again. Didn't learn anything from Black Hawk Down. Apparently, the United States military says it's killed several militants in another drone strike in Somalia. This brings the number of raids this year to 28. Well, how do you know they're militants? Well, they're dead, aren't they? They had to be militants. We wouldn't kill innocent bystanders, would we? Now, down in Zimbabwe, Mugabe is in custody. The army has taken control of Zimbabwe. They have elevated the previously fired vice president to the presidency. They're saying it's not a coup, but it certainly looks like one. U.S. Senator Jim Inhofe has said he's encouraged by Zimbabwe's rejection of Mugabe and the reinstitution of democracy. By golly, this is starting to feel like another U.S.-backed regime change to me. And one of the reasons that may have led to it was that back in 2016, Zimbabwe's President Mugabe basically started shutting down foreign owners of Zimbabwe's mines, principally diamond mines, and nationalized the industry. And by golly, you don't tick off those multinational corporations, especially diamond corporations, without getting somebody angry at you. But with Mugabe gone, this now makes Queen Elizabeth II is now the world's oldest head of state. And she's 91 years old and already starting to pass off some of the royal duties to Prince Charles, who is actually not very popular with the British subjects. Polls are showing that they would rather that Prince William, who's third in line for the throne, succeed as king. But I don't think that that's going to happen. Down in Yemen, 17 million need food. Hospitals and water pumps are running out of fuel. They'll be totally out in the next 3 weeks. There's nothing getting on in. 40,000 children have died of starvation in Yemen. And all of this is supported by the United States government, which is providing supplies, material support, intelligence, and aerial refueling for the Saudi warplanes that are committing these atrocities. They're being refueled by United States Air Force tankers. Now, the former German Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder, in an interview with Ziad, has accused the Ukrainian government of waging war against the Donbass. Yesterday, we were reporting that Kiev is just openly violating the ceasefire in multiple locations. So it looks like that's another flashpoint. Now, Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko has met with the U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for European and Eurasian Affairs, Aaron Wes Mitchell, and they discussed a wide variety of issues. But basically, the U.S. is expressing its readiness to increase the price for Moscow if the aggression continues. And again, nobody can prove there's any aggression. The aggressor is Kiev against the Donbass. But that's the new big lie. Iran is the aggressor. Russia is the aggressor. We're only responding to their aggressions, really. Just because we're putting our weapons over there and they're not sending their weapons over here, they're still the aggressors. Take our word for it. And unfortunately, now they're talking about restoring the territorial integrity of Ukraine, meaning they're going to try and take Crimea back, possibly by invasion. It's insane. It's insane. Now, over in Korea, Seoul, South Korea, is warning Donald Trump that the United States must not attack North Korea without the consent of the South Korean government, because they're very concerned that if there is a war, the immediate fallout is going to be hitting their territory. Even though they've now come to terms with having the THAAD missiles there, those THAAD missiles, there's only so many of them, they're not all that good. They're not as good as the Russian air defense missiles. And North Korea has a huge amount of conventional artillery. And THAAD can't really intercept an artillery shell. It's designed to intercept incoming missiles. Now, North Korea has come on out and said, if you want us to give up our nuclear weapons, we're willing to if the U.S. does as well. Seems like a fair deal to me. After all, the United States is the only country to ever actually use nuclear weapons of mass destruction on the civilians of another country. Of course, the U.S. attitude is everybody else has to give up their weapons except us because we're going to come and invade you anyway. We just want to have an easier time of it. Now, the U.S. military has come on out with a claim, basically a KPNX article, claiming that the B-1 bombers can drop nuclear weapons and that there are secret silos of nuclear hardware that will rain destruction down on North Korea. There is only two problems with that. First of all, those missile silos are not secret. You can find them in Google Earth. And second, the B-1 used to have the capacity to carry nuclear weapons, but that ended in 1994 because of the Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, and the bomb bays of the B-1s have been converted to carry conventional weapons. Now, I'm sure with a little bit of work, they can be reconverted back to carry nuclear weapons, but they are not nuclear capable now. What this is going to do is inflame North Korea's concerns because the U.S. is currently flying the B-1 up along their coastlines. And so the U.S. military is sending a message. They might be carrying nuclear weapons. You cannot know. They're trying to goad North Korea into doing something. And if that fails, there'll be a false flag. And obviously, I'm very concerned about a week from today, when we're all eating turkey and watching the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade and football games, that it's a perfect target for some kind of a false flag to kick off these wars. Now, as you know, here in Hawaii, they've been getting us ready for an attack by North Korea by adding a new tone to the emergency sirens. So in addition to the tsunami warning, we now have the nuclear attack warning sirens. And that seems to be about all the preparations they've really done. We don't have bomb shelters or fallout shelters for civilians here in Hawaii, and with most of the ground being congealed lava, they're very hard to dig. So it's not going to be easy, but those are our preparations. But now, up in Alaska, the people of Alaska are being told to prepare for a North Korean attack because the North Korean missiles could hit Alaska in just 20 minutes, and what they're being told to do is stockpile food and water. Now, Alaska's a really big place, and most of the U.S. military bases, which you would presume would be a target for a North Korean missile, are well away from the population centers. But it's just ramping up the fear. Oh, the North Koreans are coming. The North Koreans are coming. I'm not all that worried about a North Korean attack. Assuming their missiles are accurate, their current largest warhead will make a big bang on Pearl Harbor, but we'll lose some windows up here where we are, but that's about it. If we go to war with Russia and or China, and they nuke the place, their standard warheads will just melt this island into glass, especially the Chinese warheads. Those are just horrendously huge. Now, adding complexity to an already too complicated situation, there is going to be a delegation from Russia's State Duma, the lower house, that will visit North Korea end of this month, November 27th. And it's being called a friendly visit. And they may be there to discuss Russian support for North Korea in the event of a U.S. incursion. It's a world war. You're just waiting for the big bang where they can say, oh, this is where it officially started. Sinking of the Lusitania, start of World War I. Pearl Harbor, start of World War II. Actually, the wars were ongoing long before those events. But they like to have a big event where they can say, yes, it's a world war. We can bring back the draft. Now, getting on down to the Philippines, the story there was that Obama basically wrecked relations between the Philippines and the U.S. by presuming to lecture Duterte on how he is trying to deal with the massive drug problem in the Philippines. And then that basically ruined relations. And then all of a sudden, ISIS showed up in the Philippines. And the U.S. was talking about, oh, we need to intervene. We need to intervene in the Philippines. And the Philippines was able to get ISIS out. And now it turns out that China gave them assistance. And Duterte is now lauding China's help in the Marawi battle, which basically put an end to this whole thing. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go to the telephones here. Andrea in Oklahoma, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, I sent you an email, and it's on a postcard, but I also wanted to make that comment about China hitting Hawaii and turning it into glass. Well, they wouldn't have been able to do that if the Clintons wouldn't have given away highly classified information called the interballistic missile, which now they can do those things because they were given that information. And that, to me, is treason.
At the time, China wasn't really considered an enemy. You know, all of this, Russia's our enemy and Iran's our enemy and all that's only happened over the, since George W. Bush got in and they started on this war agenda.
I mean, you just don't give away that kind of information. It was classified. It was in New Mexico. And it's just, that was something you just don't do. To me, it's a treason.
I agree with you. I agree with you. But unfortunately, the Clintons treat everything in the government like it's their own personal property. And if they want to sell it for the right price, they'll sell it. That certainly happened back in 1994. Again, if you look at the way they've handled themselves throughout their entire career, whatever they're in charge of, they treat like it's their personal property, and it isn't. It's the property of the people.
So I sent you a postcard, and I already called my representatives, Imhoff, Langford, and to say, you know, put a bee in the president's ear if you ever get a chance to talk to him. Tell him to fire Jeff Sessions. He's a big monster in the swamp still. He's another thing they need to clean out. But the postcard is about the same thing, and I figured if it was a postcard and every mailman and everybody that sees it, that it crosses their hands, and as they deliver it to the White House, it's going to, you know, it says, fire Jeff Sessions on one side, you know. And then it has, you know, but anyway, since it's JPEG, so... You shouldn't be afraid to open it, but I didn't put
it. No, I did. I already looked at it. The problem is people would have to print this out on cardstock or else put it in an envelope. But if Americans want the Trump to fire Jeff Sessions, they can hit that White House comment line, or they can send a paper letter. Postcards are more effective when they're on cardstock, and they just everybody along the way gets to see that message here. But I do thank you for it, and I did look at it. And I'll probably post it in the reader's letter section. Okay.
Okay, I just figured, you know, we could all go to the quick copy, and that's big enough that they could put it on an 8.5 by 11, at least get 3 or 4 copies of it, and you know, just do what you can. I mean, anyhow, I love your show.
Thank you very much. Certainly will. Thank you very much. We're going to let you go here. And getting on back to the news, as you know, the United States government has required Russia Today to register as a foreign agent on the basis of this 1938 law that was passed specifically to deal with the Nazis. And now it looks like the U.S. government, having gotten away with that, is basically starting to expand the reach, and the next target may be Xinhao, Chinese news. And there's a new report from a congressional commission has accused the Beijing-owned outlet of intelligence gathering on behalf of Chinese leadership, and they want it to be listed as a foreign agency. They're going to do this to everybody who doesn't agree with their agenda. They're starting to... It's like the Berlin Wall all over again. They're going to build a wall around us we can't see through, so all we hear is the official U.S. government version of whatever is going on, and we're not allowed to see an alternative reality. Now, Steve Bannon is out there pounding on the drum for confrontation with China. He's out there saying if America doesn't thwart these five things, China will be a hegemonic power. And basically saying that since the fall of the Berlin Wall, he's accusing that the U.S. government kind of kicked on back and said, we're the global superpower. And unfortunately, that reality has changed because both Russia and China have grown economically since then. And Bannon is out there saying, we have to go back to being number one on the world. Okay, Steve, here's your rifle. We'll be right back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give objective legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse so every.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And before we take this next phone call, it looks to me like Hillary Clinton is hitting the panic button. Fox News is now reporting that Hillary Clinton is out there saying that Donald Trump's appointing of a special counsel to investigate her is an abuse of power. And it would be just like the persecution under a dictatorship. And so it looks to me like she's beginning to realize that her immunity may have run on out. Of course, she was out there with that strange warning on Mother Jones that if she's charged, terrible things will happen. And that is going to make her a serious threat to much of that narcocracy. And I think the only reason she's still alive is she's got lots and lots of dead man switches out there. But I think there may be an effort to try and somehow get her to just go away. Certainly the Democratic Party does not want to have the image of Hillary following them into future elections here. All right, we're going to take another phone call. Tom in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Tom, are you there? Tom, going once, going twice.
Michael.
There you are. Okay, Tom, what's on your mind?
Yeah, can you hear me, Michael?
I hear you now.
Okay, yeah, Michael, what I was going to say is, first off, this Menendez, well, that hung jury,
yes.
That thing ain't a bunch of crap. I don't know what is. That guy should be
yes.
Charged. Oh, yeah. Okay, well, he should be charged,
or
Michael,
retried.
But if I was
He was charged, and he's. I would agree with you on that one because, when you're dealing with this level of corruption, all you have to do is just get to one of the jurors and have them sit steadfastly saying, not guilty, not guilty, not guilty. And even if the other 11, or in this case 10, because one of the jurors, I think, was removed over some problem, then you get a hung jury. But the judge talked to all the jurors, and they said, we're absolutely convinced in our positions, and we're not going to change. And he said, all right, it's a mistrial. I seriously doubt he'll be retried.
Well, Michael, no, one guy that quit, he had to go on vacation. He couldn't stay because he was going on vacation. He already had planned. But
yes.
that's going to be taken care of, I'm sure, down the road. This guy, Al Franken, now what they're doing to Moore, I want Al Franken to step down. He needs to resign for his Senate seat. Because the same thing they're doing to Moore, this guy Franken's even worse. They got photos and everything of Al Franken. Al Franken needs to step down
yes.
as a senator. You're not U.S. senator from Minnesota. And that needs to be open seat for election time. That's one thing. Another thing, Mike, what I really want to discuss is I was in a store today, a supermarket. And I was
okay, Tom, can you slow down a little bit and put your mouth a little closer to the microphone because you're not coming through clearly?
Okay. Yes, Michael, can you hear me now?
I hear you now.
Okay, well, anyway, I was reading one in a National Enquirer newspaper, and it was talking about Charlie Sheen in the deep state of Hollywood. What Charlie Sheen was doing to childhood actors as they were kids, and they had the story about Corey Haim, not Corey Feldman, but Corey Haim, which is the best friend of Corey Feldman, was Corey Haim, the one that died of the drugs. Well, in the article,
yes,
you have to read it. You can have your producer look at it, and it's in the National Enquirer that talks about how Charlie Sheen was actually raping these young kids when they're 11, 12 years old. So maybe you want to do a story on that down the road, but that's something that really blew my mind about Charlie Sheen. But getting back to politics, Michael.
Well, before you get back to politics, at this point, I'm going to start de-emphasizing all of these sex allegation stories going on here because I want to put the focus back on Russiagate, Primarygate, Dossiergate, because that's where the American people need to be paying attention to right now. And I think it's more than a coincidence that at the same time we're hearing about talk about a special counsel and investigations into Uranium One, that all of a sudden the liberal media is just going crazy about all these sexual allegations. We're being conditized is what's going on. And remember how during the Whitewater investigation, they hid all the details about government-sanctioned gun and drug running out of Arkansas, behind Monica Lewinsky giving the president a Hummer in the Oval Office.
You're right, Michael. You're 100% right. I totally agree. That's what I'm saying. I just believe this is part of the deep state. The deep state is what it is, a deep state. But, Michael, speaking of that, though, that's the thing, too. It's been a year now that Donald Trump's been president. I'm still waiting. They have the prototypes of the border wall. I'm wondering if that wall will ever get built. And I know this guy, the Congressman Franks and Brat, like Brat and Franks, whatever, both of them, they're going to be writing a bill, I heard, about the DACA. Now, I'm wondering, are these parents of these kids going to be held accountable for breaking the law? And are they going to be deported out of here? And if they go back to their countries, are the kids going to follow them back to their country of origin?
Well, here's the thing. First of all, apparently this group has bought a plot of land right on the border, and they're going to refuse permission for the wall to be built across it. Of course, there's an eminent domain issue there as well. To be very honest, I don't think we really needed a wall so much as we needed to enforce the existing laws that we already have. And that is really the problem. Congress is passing laws left and right, but nobody's enforcing those laws, and that's why we have this out-of-control immigration problem.
Yeah,
okay.
I agree with you, Michael. That's why I say I just want to see what's going to happen in the next 6 months with this wall, if that even gets built. So I just want to see what's going to eventually potentially happen here, because I think if they don't start doing something, the Republicans are going to get annihilated in the 2018 elections.
I would agree with you on that one.
And the liberals are going to take right back over, and it's going to be the same thing, Michael.
Yeah, well, I mean, both sides, you know, I mean, both parties are just equally corrupt. It's just, you know, which ones get to stick their noses into that trough of public money and fatten themselves a little bit more. Anyway, Tom, we're going to let you go. We got a lot of news to cover here, and we did connect with our third-hour guest at the top of the hour. So I'm going to have a lot of this stuff that's going to be left over and go into tomorrow. Apparently, over in France's National Assembly yesterday, one of the lawmakers, Mayor Habib, got up and just launched on this anti-Palestinian diatribe, which apparently was so offensive that several other lawmakers just stood up and walked on out. And I don't think this was done in a vacuum, because I think we're seeing a renewed push by Israel to basically grab what's left of Palestine, possibly launch a new attack into Gaza. It's been a couple of years since the last one, and Israel tends to do these things regular as clockwork. Bottle rocket comes over the fence, hits a bunch of dirt, and Israel goes on in and bombs the heck out of Gaza. Now, Israel's Jerusalem Affairs Minister is out there saying that it's time to push 1 million West Bank settlers in to the West Bank, and that will end the possibility of a two-state solution. And we know that that has been Israel's agenda all along, because if you look at a map of those illegal settlements that are being built in the West Bank, they're being strategically located to break up the contiguous landmass. So there isn't going to be any contiguous area that could be called the State of Palestine. And now it looks like they're really accelerating this. Meanwhile, over at Site Intelligence Group, run by Rita Katz, whose father was executed as an Israeli spy, they're out there pumping out the propaganda saying that ISIS is going to stage an attack on the Vatican in Christmas. Oh, yes, let's get all the Christians and the Muslims fighting each other. Israel would certainly like that as well. This is a very alarming story. Apparently, Gallup has just released a poll in which it is claimed, and I'm not believing this, that 49% of Americans favor mandatory military service for U.S. youth. And folks, if I were you, I would go out and ask all your friends and neighbors what their opinion is. Because this smells like the ramp up of propaganda to get us all ready for a military draft. Now, article coming out of shtfplan.com, the Saudi coup is signaling war. We are already seeing that, Lebanon and Iran in the crosshairs, and possibly a new world order reset. And they go on in there and say that this war in that region could signal the end of the petrodollar and the end game of the U.S. economy, because the new world order wants a single global currency, and the dollar is not going to be it. They've already been talking about it, calling it the Globo, sort of taking the euro and moving it up in size. So part of the New World Order plan is the destruction of the U.S. economy here. Now, Yanis Varoufakis over in Germany is saying that Merkel basically lied to Germany about the Greek financial bailout in a bid to save billions of euros for Germany's banks. This according to the former Athens finance minister. And all of this comes out from this ridiculous idea of a private central bank that is allowed to create money out of thin air and then loan it into circulation at interest, whether it's the Federal Reserve or the European Central Bank. And it's not an honest money system. It is a system of enslavement. Now, France technically ran out of money last Tuesday. And the rest of the Europe is basically at the end of their funds as well, which means from now till the end of the year, they're going to be borrowing more from the ECB to keep running and sticking the future generations with the principal and interest payments. Now, as you probably already heard on the corporate media, the House has voted their version of the GOP tax bill through, and apparently, there's still a few issues to settle between the Senate version and the House version. I don't know why the Senate has a version, because under the Constitution, revenue measures originate in the House. The Senate can only ratify. But there's still going to be a little bit of wrangling there. Hopefully, they're going to keep that Obamacare mandate repeal. And it's interesting because Democrats are now saying the repeal of the Obamacare mandate means higher premiums and people losing health insurance, which means they have not been paying attention to the last few years, or they hope that you haven't. because when Obamacare came on in, the premiums skyrocketed, double digits every single year, along with those deductibles. And people were giving up health insurance because they couldn't afford it anymore and accepting the IRS penalty. Now, some of the last changes in the Republican tax plan include tax cuts for producers of beer, wine, and liquor, and a new provision that might be called the Harvey Weinstein tax. This is an end to corporations' ability to deduct attorney's fees and settlement payments in sexual harassment or abuse cases if there is a non-disclosure agreement. So companies like Weinstein's production company, when they pay out the settlements and the attorney fees, they are not going to be allowed to take those off the taxes. Now, according to an article in drhousingbubble.com, the San Francisco housing market is near bubble risk, according to a UBS report. And apparently the majority of Bay Area renters are now planning on leaving. They simply can't afford to be there anymore. And that, of course, will trigger the bubble to burst, and we're going to have another mess on our hands here. In fact, all over the world, there are huge numbers of bubbles that all seem to be about to burst all at the same time, so need to be very, very careful. Here's a very interesting article. This is out of Pravda. Russian nuclear energy conquers the world, and no, they're not talking about bombs. They're talking about Russia's construction of nuclear power plants around the world. And Rosatom has been winning competitions against major Western companies. And I'm sure that having access to 20% of the U.S. uranium didn't hurt them in accomplishing that goal here. Now, getting on back to the EU, Poland is in a little bit of a crisis. There may be a Pexit on the way. Brussels is threatening to suspend rights if Warsaw doesn't obey values, whatever that means. And it may be in a response to that large, massive nationalist demonstration in Warsaw that the Polish government refused to condemn. In fact, they called it a beautiful thing. Now, down in the Czech Republic, Prague is going to host a gathering of European anti-migrant forces. They are all fed up with this open borders issue. It's caused nothing but expense, crime, rape, disease, illness. They've had enough of that as well. And even Brussels itself is not immune, because they've now in their second day of full riots and destruction by criminal Moroccan youth. Yeah, that one worked out really well for them. Meanwhile, violence has broken out. Thousands of angry demonstrators are in the streets of Nantes, France, to protest at new government reforms. They're protesting against Macron. They do not want him. Now, over in Great Britain, the battle over Brexit is continuing. Mendelsohn is out there saying that they need to dismiss the Brexit election because the correct facts were not given to the voters. He's demanding a second vote. He's being joined in this by Goldman Sachs chief Lloyd Blankfein, saying, we need a second vote. We need a second chance to steal this election. Meanwhile, Noel Gallagher is out there saying the people voted for Brexit. Get over it. Now, remember the other day where Theresa May was out there saying, oh, the Russians, they interfered. They pushed for Brexit. They're interfering in everything that we've got. Researchers have discovered that there were only a total of 400 tweets from Russia that addressed the Brexit vote. Some on both sides. And now Theresa May has had to admit, standing in Parliament, that there is no evidence of Russian interference in Brexit. She's had to back down on that one. So this idea of blaming Russia for everything that goes wrong, hopefully we've seen the end of it, because they've gone to that well way too many times. Story coming on out of Aleppo News. We talked about this earlier in the week. We're going to bring it up again. The mother of the convicted Boston bomber, Dzhokhar Tsarnaev, is saying that the FBI framed her sons and that Americans are the real terrorists. And again, we posted our graphic showing evidence regarding the bombs and regarding the Tsarnaev's backpacks that would create a reasonable doubt of guilt in any juror's mind. But Tsarnaev's trial was a kangaroo court. His court-appointed defense attorney walked in and said, yeah, he did it. What kind of defense is that? That lawyer ought to be disbarred for that. Now then, getting on to this latest shooting rampage in California, it's a huge embarrassment. Police are admitting they knew he had a stockpile of guns. They knew there was a court order barring him from having guns because of past violence. They ignored it. And the result was he went on this shooting rampage. And they're trying to point the finger of blame over at the Army for not reporting domestic violence. But again, there was already a court order. Now it turns out that apparently the U.S. Army fails to report such violent incidents in their ranks, up to 20% to the FBI. Only 80% of the reports are being forwarded. So there are a lot of veterans who are out there in conditions of mental distress that are slipping through the cracks. And again, we don't need more gun laws. We need the existing laws to be enforced. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You got the money, honey. We got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about guns and gun laws. We're talking about the California shooting where there was a court order on this guy barring him from owning firearms, and yet the police did nothing while he was building up his stockpile. The problem is we don't need new laws. We need to enforce the laws that are already out there. But, of course, the Democrats are taking a different position. They want more gun laws. They want to ban everything. And the Boston Globe came right on out with an article saying it's time for a complete disarmament of the American people. And they are getting absolutely manic about it because apparently Gabrielle Giffords' gun control group has released a report detailing 9 products that they say should be banned, the new bump stocks. And the products include binary triggers, trigger cranks, 50 caliber rifles, high capacity shotguns, AK and AR style pistols, pistol arm braces, pistol blade stabilizers, incendiary, tracer, armor piercing ammunition, and I am not kidding you, muzzle loaders. They want to ban muzzle loaders. Now, I'm sorry, when was the last time a 7-Eleven store was held up with a flintlock? What they want is complete and total disarmament, which is a pattern in all tyrannies. Once you take away the guns, the people will do what you tell them to do. Now, good news for all the dopers out there. Opium production is up 87% in Afghanistan. Huzzah, huzzah, huzzah. And, of course, the article goes on to say the failure of the U.S. counter-narcotic strategy in Afghanistan. Well, give it back to the Taliban. When the Taliban were in charge of Afghanistan, there were no opium poppies growing. You were caught with an opium poppy, they'd cut your hand off. A little dramatic, but it did work. But now Afghanistan, under the influence of the installed U.S. puppet regime, is now the world's largest opium producer and exporter. It produces 80% of the world's opium, and much of it is pouring out of the streets of America and into our pharmacies. Where do you think they got all the opium for the opioid crisis here? Now, getting on back to the Dakota Access Pipeline, story came on out here in The Intercept, where apparently the Dakota Access Pipeline Company paid mercenaries to build a conspiracy lawsuit against the environmentalists. And it had nothing to do with the pipeline's physical security. They just wanted the protesters to be removed. So a little bit of corruption going on there. Alrighty, interesting little statement. Truth News is out there saying that even though there was never any evidence against Kaspersky, the U.S. will not retract the accusations that Kaspersky's antivirus was being used to steal information from government computers. Kaspersky has responded by pointing out that the hack into the NSA wasn't into the NSA, but to an NSA employee's home computer on which he had made copies or installed copies of software he brought home from work, which he wasn't supposed to do. But apparently this home computer was compromised with the MOX back door, which allowed the hackers to basically go on in and say, oh, wow, look at all this great little NSA stuff. We're going to copy it off. We're going to take a break for station identification. We're going to be back here with Alan Parks after these few words.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.